if I hadn't had this success with the band, I would be working out in the field, probably with birds. That was kind of what I was studying before the band started to take off.
The members of the band Stornoway got together when they were at Oxford studying big things like Russian translation and ornithology. So it's no surprise that the music on their debut, Beachcomber's Windowsill, is so very cerebral. But lucky for them, it's also really catchy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Stornoway is an English band, but their name comes from a tiny Scottish island. It's one of the obscure places that always pops up in weather reports on the BBC. But to enjoy Stornoway, you don't need to know that, or that the album's opening track, Zorbing, refers to a sport where you get in a big ball and roll down a hill. In fact, unless you're spending a lot of time with the album's liner notes and Wikipedia, chances are you're gonna miss something. And that's okay, because Beachcomber's Windowsill has more to offer than cleverness. It's also got a jangly, infectious pop sound that's been compared to XTC, James, and Belle and Sebastian, and that's brought them a lot of acclaim in the UK. Stornoway talked with the Alternate Side's Russ Boris in Studio A, and he talked with them about their story and the sport of zorbing.
We got to go zorbing in England once because the inventors of the sport got in touch with us and said, "We heard your song, can we use it on the website?" And in exchange, here's a free voucher to go zorbing. And it usually costs £20 to go every time, and it lasts about 20 seconds. But we managed to have a great day of fun there.
So you don't have like a lifetime coupon? You had a one-time deal?
They've invited us again. And
I was going to say, like, they're using the song. You should get a little bit more than a one-day, you'd think, right?
That's right.
Yeah, one-day pass.
Yeah, you should
about
try
time
it.
We went back.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what's it like? You just 20 seconds long and you just kind of turn all around.
Yeah, I think they could have made the course a bit longer, because the thing is, it's a really short trail. It lasts 20 seconds. You can either go in a hydrozorb where you've got water inside, or you can be strapped into a dry zorb and you're with your bandmates.
So what did you guys do?
We did both.
You did both.
But either way, it's a bit like being inside a washing machine.
Send my body out to work, but leave my senses in orbit over Southeast London. Wind the window down and pinch me on the shoulder, else I'll be driving off to dream of lying in your attic. I can feel the static, the storm.
How did you guys get together initially?
John and I met in university in Oxford, and then advertised for a bassist and a drummer, and Ollie was the only person who replied to our advert. And
So by default,
he got a place.
Right. Yeah. Well done. You had to have no skill whatsoever. You just had to show
right.
up.
That's right.
Rob had to try a bit harder to get a place. We had about 7 different drummer tests before we got to Rob.
I was only 15 at the time, so I had to pass to Ollie quite a lot to get me an audition. Finally got that.
Where are we going this fine morning? What are we doing this fine day? We're doing the same as every morning. We're staying inside on this fine morning. Staying inside on this fine day. Stare at a screen like every morning, and outside the window screen is here, but we're gonna hibernate all year under a pile of A4 snowflakes, 'cause we're the new
Stornoway, live with We Are the Battery Human and Zorbing. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Stornoway at thealternateside.org.